Proclamation number 5493 of 24th of September, 1952. Comforting words of the Father. Reference to death. It is an undeserved grace that you humans can take refuge in my arms when you are in distress. You always know that I have an open ear for your requests and concerns, but you also know that I am waiting for your call, that I want to hear my child's voice which resounds to me in every mental plea. I want you to come to me in every earthly and spiritual adversity so that you will certainly receive my help now. I will stand by your side in small and great adversities as well, but do you actually know what I've in mind with you? Do you know whether the help you desire is suitable for the maturing of your soul? Precisely, because you don't know this, you should pray, Father, your will be done. You should indeed ask me to help you, but not in a particular way, that is, for I truly know best what is good for your soul. After all, you children possess my love, you all shall reach the aim on earth to find the union with me. Now, everything that serves this purpose I give to you because I want you to become blissful. Indeed, you should present all your small and great worries and needs to me. You should come to me with all your concerns, and if you have profound faith and express this faith in prayer, I will also grant your requests, for a profound faith is already a higher degree of maturity in the union with me will have already taken place through love, which first gave birth to a living faith. Consequently, you then are to experience my often miraculous help. But as long as a living faith is not yet present, as long as you are still weak in faith and therefore weak in love also, I often have to deny you what you request, yet only ever out of fatherly care towards your soul's maturity. Yet you should always trust in me that I will regulate everything the way it is good for you. But don't regard the physical life as the highest of the goods, but just consider it necessary for the soul, and if you therefore remember the soul and its state after death and take care of and manage its life, even death need not frighten you, for it will thus be only the gate into the most illuminated eternity for you. Yet, you will never desire to return to earth, ever. Only then will you live and be unspeakably happy in my presence. Amen.